What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. As always, I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
It's Motivation Monday, so sit back, relax, enjoy, sip that coffee if you got it, because we have an incredible episode coming up. And as always, we like to kick it off with some of our favorite quotes. I'm going to go ahead and start because I actually have two quotes, so a little bit of a bonus today. Why not kick it off strong? And they're going to complement each other. So my first quote is, it always seems impossible until it's done. So I love this because if you look back on your journey and you look back and maybe you had some crazy ambitious goal of doing your first pull-up and you think, there's no way, I can't do it, my body doesn't work that way, I'm not fit, I'd have to lose so much weight. And maybe you're at a point now where you can do 10, 20, 25 pull-ups and you're like, wow, it's amazing to see how it comes. But it's really amazing to see things take shape and get through them. And that's why having that belief, knowing that eventually things can be done one small action after another, you will indeed get there. So don't be deterred from things that look really scary. They seem impossible, a big weight loss challenge, getting into reading, fixing your sleep. There's always a way to do it. And it seems impossible until you actually go through and get that accomplished. And that goes perfectly into my second quote, which is from Confucius, which is, it does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. And I think this adds into it perfectly, because if you have a crazy goal, even if it takes you an insane amount of time to get there, if you get there, you are winning. You are doing better than that person that goes all out in a burst. They don't get where they need to go. They get discouraged and they stop. So instead, even if you're progressing insanely slowly, the key is you're progressing, you're not stopping, and you're continuing on. And it's so easy to feel like, oh, I'm only hitting small PRs. I haven't increased any of my weights in a while. My scale's been stuck for the last 2 weeks. But sometimes no progress is progress. And if you're at a point where maybe you're not progressing as fast as you are, you're completely stuck and plateauing, but maybe there's a lot going on in your life. Maybe you just bought a new house. Maybe you just got married or had kids, or you got promoted and work's been crazier than ever, but you're still maintaining that level of fitness. That is a net win. And just the same as there's busy seasons, there'll be more relaxed and chill seasons, and you can have that time to grind that much harder. Or you can rise to that occasion, embrace that insane challenge that's in front of you and say, even with this challenge in front of me, I'm going to find a way to still make progress and go past that. So I think the two go hand in hand perfectly. These impossible goals are often achieved from small, minuscule, boring amounts of action. And even, I forget what it was, I think it was in Atomic Habits, I'll talk about that a little later. He was saying how it's amazing how you could do something for so long, like go to the gym, people won't really notice. But after years and years, it stacks up and it seems like overnight, you became this insanely jacked and strong person. People are like, how do you do it? And you're like, well, I've been going for like the last 10 years consistently, but people don't want to hear that. But it's the truth. It's that small action day in, day out that gets you where you need to go. Maybe you hate reading, you want to get into it. Even doing something like a chapter a day will get you through a book. And maybe that's a lot slower than someone who can crank out a book in a week or a day. But if you're someone who hasn't read a book ever in their entire life, getting through that first book is a huge amount of progress, and you can always build from there. So I just thought those two quotes were inspirational and a great way to start today's episode.
So now that Josh has two quotes, I've got two as well. And they're kind of little catchphrases instead of a quote. But first and foremost, it kind of ties into Josh's second one, which is awesome. It is, something is better than nothing. And I was just thinking, because the other day I was about to run out the door and I meditated for 4 minutes. Now, 4 minutes is a fraction of what I usually do. And I was like, man, I still feel so much better. And, you know, maybe I came up with this quote, maybe someone else has said it, but it's just very simple. And I can think of so many times on my fitness journey where, you know, between when I was running my marathon and I couldn't squeeze in that entire thing and I had to break it up, or even just back, I remember when I was first starting my fitness journey, I loved being in the gym and I would only have a certain amount of time back when I was in high school. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do this part here and then this part there. And it's just, it's not something that you always want to make a habit of always splitting things up, but there's so many times where I still got something in instead of saying, well, I'm not going to work out today because I only have this short amount of time. And I feel like a lot of people, after talking to them, they're always just like, well, I only can, like, they'll only do it if it's going to be a perfect situation, if they can have their food perfectly situated, their training, like everything like that. But just remember, something is always better than nothing. And that, you know, similar to my meditation fact there. And then the other thing, very simple, is consistently good over occasionally great. Just showing up every single day. Like, even if you're not 100%, but if you're consistently good, you're consistently showing up versus that one person who shows up once a week who's like has the greatest day ever. That person who's consistently good will always win. Just if you look at the statistics, if you look at the numbers, like every day showing up and like not being 100%, but being like 80 to 90-ish versus like giving that 1 or 2 days where you're 100, you will always end up winning just being consistently good. So that's my second little quote for today.
Awesome to have some bonus quotes. You're in for a treat today. 4 quotes already. So as always, if you do love our podcast, people always like to say, how can I support you guys? What can I do? Something, buy a shirt, this or that. And we don't really have anything. And all we ask is that you follow us on Instagram, show us some love there. We want to give as much value and content as we can. And in order to be the fittest, healthiest, and happiest version of yourself, listening to this podcast is a great step towards that. But on our Instagram, we also post amazing reels, posts, stories with amazing hacks, insights, tips, and tricks that are a little bit different, because with an audio platform, it's amazing. There's a lot of things you can hear and you can learn a ton, but sometimes those visuals are immensely helpful. So help us, help yourself, shoot us a follow there. Our Instagram is @ColossusFit, ColossusFit. You can also leave us a review if you haven't already. It's been amazing seeing how far we've come there and seeing that we have thousands of 5-star reviews, and honestly, each one helps. It might be easy to say, oh, they already have so many, it's no big deal, but that's what helps us grow, get out to more people, and really just continue to help more people become fit, healthy, and happy, because that is our mission and that is something we want to do. And now we're going to jump into the thought segment of the podcast, and it looks like we have some amazing ones, so I'll let Kyle kick it off.
So one thing that I've been thinking about, especially as we are doing our 60-day challenge, there are some parameters around steps and water. And every time I check in with my clients, there will be someone who says, hey, it's a little bit challenging. And my biggest thing, especially as a coach, is to always come up with solutions, tips, figure out how we can kind of combat that. And something that I've been really thinking about a lot is, for me, I go to the gym about 5 times a week for about 90 minutes I spend in there. And I'm like, man, if I'm here working out, if I'm already here doing all this stuff, how would I try to take these things and add on a couple extra habits, especially because I'm here so often, and try to habit stack, essentially. Josh is reading Atomic Habits, he'll talk about after, but that's just pairing one habit with another thing that you do consistently. So I'm like, okay, I'm drinking tons of water, I've already done this, but Coach Jason, we shared a reel the other day, and we had shared how many steps you can actually get in the gym if you walk around, if you, you know, instead of sitting there, being on your phone, being distracted, all this other stuff. So long story short, when I'm in the gym, I'm drinking 3 to 4 of my bottles of water. Like, this thing right here is getting filled up so much. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle, is like, they don't really think about these things. And I feel like for me, when I'm in there, if I'm getting tons of water and I'm getting tons of extra steps on top of, like, in that 90 minute time frame, you can do so much. Like, it's not about jumping up and down, but you can get so many extra benefits there. And that's where a lot of people just kind of, I think, struggle. They'll go in there, they'll push themselves a little bit, and they'll just kind of sit there. But if you add on these extra two things, you can be so much further ahead. And it's something that was on the top of my head.
Yeah, stacking and trying to make the most of that time is absolutely incredible, even for me. Good example is when I go on my walk in the morning, sometimes I like no headphones. That is a great time for me just to be present, to think, and that's like a meditation in and of itself. But just the same, instead of listening to music, I'll often listen to a podcast. Pretty much every morning I'll do that, because I can get some reading in while I'm walking, while I'm being in nature, and it can be amazing to do 3 amazing things, especially if you're super busy. And if you work a ton, you spend a lot of time commuting, you could be cranking through audiobooks, really just getting a lot done in your car. It's tempting to just want to sit back, relax, do that easy thing, listen to music, but I mean, I don't have to speak too much to you, because you're listening to a podcast, they're already crushing it, you see the value. But it's amazing how inspired and motivated you can feel. Even checking in with us twice a week, listening to the Monday episode, listening to the Thursday episode, you're going to get a lot of extra knowledge and application, thought, motivation towards your journey to keep you going. So I think that's absolutely incredible. Habit stacking is massive. And on top of habits, I'm doing my book challenges here. So I'm doing 1 book a week while trying to do 52 books in a year. And I haven't given an update on that for a while. So I'm at 28 books. I'm still reading 2 of them. So it's like kind of 26. But at that 28, I'm at about 54% done for the year, which is pretty awesome. So it's good to be a little bit ahead of schedule. And because of that, I've been reading so many books, I've had to go back in my archive and read some of my favorites. So I started reading Atomic Habits once again. This was mandatory for our summer challenge last year, and it was amazing to see how much application and benefit people got from this book last year. So even for me, I love reading a book in a different circumstance, because it's never the same. You can always see it a different way. I love the show The Office. I've watched it more times than I'd probably want to admit. And it's a show that I find hilarious and funny. And every single time I watch it, I'll catch an extra detail or a little joke or something I didn't understand. And it can be the same for books and even podcasts. If you're struggling with motivation, re-listen to our motivational episode and maybe you'll pull something from that that you didn't last time. Or if you're unsure of protein ideas, search our podcast with protein. You'll get a lot from it and it's definitely worth looking at it that way. It doesn't always need to be new content. We're always making a ton of new content as well, but there are a lot of great things back in the archives. But from Atomic Habits, I just got reminded how habits can be created and how we can have good habits and bad habits. And what he said, James Clear, is each time we perform a habit, we execute a four-step pattern: cue, craving, response, reward. If you want to form new habits, we should make them obvious, attractive, easy, and satisfying. And I won't get too into it because it's an entire premise of the book, but it is a really good reminder that we can form bad habits. And Kyle's really good at this too, because for instance, if we go mountain biking and then on the way home, we stop at the gas station and we buy a Prime. They're these new like energy drinks, or not energy drinks, like sports hydration drinks. Kyle loves them. Like he's been on the Prime train right now. He's a big Logan Paul.
No, not at all.
I always joke with him. But example is, we go mountain biking, on the ride home, we're thirsty, we buy a Prime. Next time we do it a second time, your brain's going to get associated with that, because right away the cue becomes I'm mountain biking, so I get a craving, which is going and getting in the response, which is getting the Prime, and the reward is drinking a delicious Prime. And it's funny because a few times after I went rock climbing, I'd order this pasta. And whenever I rock climb, I always think, ooh, I want pasta. So we've got to be careful that we don't let bad habits seep in. Not that getting that Prime is absolutely horrible, but all the time what Kyle does really well is he'll say, ooh, I don't know if I want this to be a habit, so I'm going to break the train. Or if every time you play volleyball, you go out and get ice cream, like, it can become a net negative and it should be more something you can enjoy. But you can also manipulate this to make it exciting and fun as a positive habit. Like you can say, like, it, for instance, the cue could be every morning at this time, I'm going to go to the gym. So the cue could be the time. And then, you know, to make it actually obvious, the time is obvious. And then to make it attractive, you could say, if I go to the gym, I'm going to go get this delicious, healthy lunch after. I'm going to feel amazing. So that makes it attractive. It's easy because you know when you're going, you've laid out your clothes before, then you get satisfied from the workout. And it's an easier way to make it more attractive and exciting. So if you want to look at setting habits and goals, you can look at this either from a positive or a negative. And I just thought it was a really good reminder. And if you want to get more into it, I would definitely recommend listening to or reading that book, Atomic Habits.
I think it's so awesome because when you focus on the actual psychology and like everything that takes place when building or getting rid of a habit, it's so fascinating because I feel like I can break or create a new habit pretty easily because I start to understand what's actually happening. And it's just that book alone says it gives you so much great information. But I'll never forget when I used to do travel personal training, there was this one client I'd see three times a week. And the first two times I stopped at this donut spot and their donuts are so high in calories. Like I don't mind squeezing a donut in here and there, which you'll hear me talk about after, but I'm like, man, so I've done it two times. If I do it a third time, it's game over. That's all I'm going to do is when I associate driving to this gentleman that I'm going to get a donut. And I never did it again. And just because I broke that, and I was like, once again, it's not a bad big thing if you have one here and there, if you fit it in, but it's something that I'm like, do I really want this every single time to make a stop, to spend the money, to just have this 400 to 600 calorie thing? Absolutely not. And I think that's so important to think about because a lot of people don't pay attention to this type of stuff. But the one last thing I wanted to talk about, something that was brought up to my attention recently, is it's a little phrase that I want to say is one year of bad habits doesn't get undone in 2 weeks. And I think this is something a lot of people, they're hard on themselves because they've, let's say, built up some bad habits, maybe post-COVID, like whatever the situation is, they start on their fitness journey. And then like 1 or 2 weeks in, it's like, man, I'm not seeing the progress. I'm not making that change. Like they're very hard on themselves. So I always like to say, like, if you've spent however many years building up these bad habits, like, expect that. You don't need necessarily that long to build new ones, but like, give yourself enough time. Like, let's say give yourself at least 6 months of consistency of building these new habits back up. Just give yourself that time. Like, I see so many people are like, hey, I've been struggling. These last 3 years have been hard on me. A lot of stuff's been taking place. They get started on this fitness journey and they're like, well, I haven't changed it yet, so what's the point? And they resort back to their old habits. So we're talking a lot about habits here, but it's really the foundation of success. It's the foundation of you getting results, and it's so important to pay attention to. And that's the last thing that was on the top of my head for this week.
Nice. Now we're going to go ahead and jump into the client shout out. Who do we got?
So this week we have, and we posted this actually a week ago, you can click down below, with a bunch of amazing transformations of people who saw their abs, and especially their abs for the first time. So there's so many different amazing clients, amazing success stories. We have Chelsea, we have Jeremy, we have Kayla, we have Mike, we have so many amazing people. So make sure to click that below. Dale, my awesome client. Shout out to all of you who have trusted the process, who have showed up. Like, there's no greater feeling, and especially with coming up, summer coming up. Like, I just checked and we're actually under 30 days away, which is crazy. That's under a month away. But if you are looking to see abs, if you're looking to just lose some body fat for the summer, like, so we'll obviously focus on the next 30 days leading up to summer and then maintenance, or even just simply progressing through that, we have an amazing deal, which is our summer special. So this is just an amazing time. It's literally 30 days away, just under. And I want you to send us a message with the keyword summer special to our Instagram at Colossus Fit, ColossusFit. We have 3 spots available currently. We'll give you a discounted rate and we'll help you with your nutrition, your training, your accountability, other lifestyle factors, and so much more. Do not wait until summer's done. Do not wait until the future. Now is the time, and we can't wait to help some of you awesome people out.
It's growth season. If you're not growing, you're dying. I find summer is where people will go either the wrong direction or lock in, go to the right direction and feel amazing. We look forward to helping you do that. So I definitely do hope you reach out. Once again, you can message us on Instagram to at Colossus Fit, ColossusFit, keyword summer special. A really amazing deal, really exciting group. People from last year all crushed it and it was amazing to see. So I can't wait for the summer special of 2023. But now we're going to jump into the mailbag and start with the questions. And the first one is an awesome one. So what are the best and worst fitness accessories? So we've answered this a good bit lately. And very often we get questions like belts, straps, weightlifting gloves. These are all common questions, but I figure we'll do a little bit of a rapid fire here and we'll go through them, what we believe is good, what we're not big fans of. So for instance, gloves, kind of kicking it off. A lot of people want to do it to prevent calluses, make sure their hands don't get all worked up, and it's just, they like having that extra padding. I'm not a fan personally because A, they get really sweaty. It leaves you with a reliance to grab things with a glove, which isn't realistic for life, and your hands will actually callus through the gloves anyways. So they're kind of like a net, just useless thing in my opinion. It's something I would avoid using. I think there's no need for it. If you're really concerned about your hands, you can always make sure you're moisturizing, taking care of that, doing things. You will get some callus, but more than anything, they will settle in over time and you're not gonna have insanely meaty or something like that hands. And you're gonna better learn to grip, better learn to function, and it's just better through and through. So I would highly recommend avoiding those. Straps, I'm not a big fan of either because you become quite reliant on them. You'll have no confidence to lift things without pain without, or if you're using them for grip purposes, you're not gonna allow yourself to develop that grip. And like, unless you need it for some kind of rehab or you have immense pain, I'd recommend avoiding it. You don't wanna be too reliant on anything. And I say this, and I do squat with sleeves every time. And yes, there's a reliant, but I can still squat just fine without sleeves. I personally just enjoy them. And you might say, well, why do you need knee sleeves for squatting? So a warm joint is a safe joint. So that's the bulk of what knee sleeves are. Or they keep the knee joint warm. Sometimes even that placebo in your head of being like, ooh, I have something there, my knees are fine, can be very comforting. And as long as you're squatting in a healthy and controlled way, your knees should be entirely fine. But I just like that extra control and stability and warmth, most importantly, I do get from them. So I choose to use them. But I also squat quite heavy. If you're just starting to squat, I don't think you need to go out and buy all the gear and go crazy. But knee sleeves are, in my opinion, a net positive purchase. They're not really taking away from anything. Day in, day out, you're not going to be like, oh, I need to squat 500 pounds and I need to go pick up my knee sleeves. Like, you're not really doing heavy squats unless you're in the gym. So that's where the benefit comes there. Squat shoes are well worth the money, in my opinion, especially if you're a high bar squatter, because it's going to put you in a really good advantageous position. If you're already squatting with your shoes on like plates right now, you can kind of mimic that by getting Olympic shoes. You get really good stability. You get a set pair of shoes that you're going to use specifically when you squat. You can keep them in your gym bag, and that is well worth it to me. So those are kind of the main ones, I guess, Kyle, if you want to cover belts. I guess that's another big one.
Yeah, so like, actually it's funny, I was just thinking of what's in my gym bag, and obviously whatever's in my gym bag, to me, I believe worth it. Similar to what Josh said, the knee sleeves, the squat shoes, the belt is something I always use. It just really helps you brace, you know, especially once you get to a certain point of lifting. It's not that it'll necessarily save your back, but if you can allow yourself to just brace each time and it forces you to, you know, breathe properly, especially, to kind of put it simply, it's something that's super game changing. And it's not that you need it for absolutely everything. I see some people wearing it like for every single thing in the gym. And it's, I used to believe that it would do these crazy things for you, but until I realized that it's just, it helps you, you know, maintain that proper breathing pattern and, you know, helps with the intra-abdominal pressure. So that's another great thing. And I guess two other things I always carry that I would highly recommend, my red resistance band. It's like a lighter band. It's amazing for warming up the shoulders. You know, if you want to use it for lower body as well, you can find ways to do that. But I find that these things help so much, especially because it's simple, right? You know, it's just, you can use it anywhere. They're cheap. They go into a bag very easily. And then the last thing on top of the belts and the bands are just my lacrosse ball. I really like it. I find when I use it against my glutes, my feet, or just against like my scap, my back area, especially when it gets really tight, I find that my body just feels so much better afterwards. And so that's definitely something that I would recommend. So yeah, I can't say I can think of, aside from the straps and the gloves, like too many things that I'm like super against. I guess the other thing would just be kind of things that are like not as beneficial, like in terms of like you'll use it very rarely. Like I remember we had picked up some fat grips as well as like even the slingshot, and I think it's okay because like you'd use them here and there, but I'd say something that you actually use consistently that offers like lots of consistent value, like my lacrosse ball, I use so much. Like I'm trying to always think of the best bang for my buck, so when I am purchasing something, when I am picking it up, I'm like, hey, I actually want to use this. Like my belt, I use multiple times in the week. That's awesome, you know? And yeah, that's all I got for that question.
In a nutshell, don't get overwhelmed. If you're an absolute beginner, just get in there, wear some nice clothes, wear some good shoes, you'd be totally fine. But it's real tempting to see a million things on Instagram or from influencers and want to go buying up everything. Like it's easy to want like a slingshot for benching or to want fat grips, and like these things can have their purposes, but in terms of what you'll actually use, I'd really invest in those core things. So getting a good belt, getting really good Olympic shoes, those are kind of where you should spend bulk your money. And then you can kind of venture into like knee sleeves, or you can also buy the cheap things that Kyle mentioned that are phenomenal, like that light band, like a little $5 red band. It's one of the best things you can buy. So yeah, that's our answer to that question. Amazing question. It was really nice to knock off a big list of those. And now we're going to go into question two, which is, how do you find balance in meeting your goals while having a treat guilt-free?
So this is a really good question. I actually got asked it recently on my Ask Me Anything. Another reason for you to follow us on Instagram. We like to answer questions a couple of days a week, and obviously you can ask us directly there. But I think the reason I'm bringing this up is because it was such a powerful question where I feel like a lot of people struggle. A lot of times people, when they do have a treat, they'll feel guilty, and there's just no way around it. Like nothing they tell themselves or nothing someone will tell them will help them feel better about it. And I used to feel that way. I used to feel like I was cheating on my diet. If I would have a McDonald's soft serve ice cream cone for 220 calories, I'd feel like, holy, I just messed up. And a lot of people feel that way. So the way that I look at it is, I know that the bulk of my diet is solid. Lots of veggies, lots of protein, solid fiber. So when I do happen to have a treat especially, I know that majority of my stuff is solid. You know, I had a cookie the other day, Smile Cookies in Canada. There was like a Tim Hortons thing. I had one of them. It was 250 calories or so. But because my diet and because everything else was so solid, I didn't think twice about it. I didn't feel guilty. Everything was totally fine. But that's where I think a lot of people struggle, is that majority of the diet is all over the place. You're not really hitting your protein, and it's kind of just not a whole lot being tracked. So it's kind of obvious why you may feel guilty, because you're like, oh, well, you know, just you think it's kind of throwing you off. But the way I look at it is, it also helps some people prevent binge eating. If you happen to fit something in that you're really craving, such as 150, you know, calorie ice cream cone that you happen to get, that alone could actually help you, because you've hit that craving, you're good to go on to the next thing. Whereas some people will save it for cheat days, and just all this mayhem takes place. So the biggest thing for me is just knowing that majority of my diet's good. I'm eating solid, nutritious foods. And when I want something, I make sure to fit it in. That's another thing, is just fitting it in. I feel guilty if I've just had an 800 calorie ice cream cone from Costco and I've just gone over my calories, I'm not feeling great about it. I'll feel guilty from that, because it's deterring me from my goals. Whereas when I have something else that's actually fitting within my parameters, it helps me out a ton.
Kyle nailed it there. The main thing is really just making sure you can fit that in intelligently and not doing it to the point of excess. I think where people go wrong is they'll be so clean, and then when they get their hands on something, they'll overdo it. Like instead of a slice of cake, they'll eat a whole cake, and they'll feel horrible, lethargic. It spreads in the next day. You think, the weekend's already washed. You ruined the weekend. The weekend's a wash. The week comes a wash, and you can see how that ripples. Instead, if you're like, I'm going to enjoy the heck out of this slice of cake. I'm going to fit it in. I'm going to feel fantastic tomorrow. If I really wanted, I could take a slice home, have it for tomorrow. That is a much healthier and more realistic option about it instead of this all or nothing. And that is the best way to enjoy them guilt-free. So Kyle knocked it out of the park there. Amazing question. Now into the final question of the day is, what are some of your favorite summer foods that you'll use on the barbecue?
So yeah, this is a great one. I personally, it's more of a fun one. I love using my barbecue in the summer. It's just, getting the sun, being in the backyard. It's definitely very, just relaxing. But more or less, I'm always using chicken breasts. I find that that is, just a great source of protein. It's nice and lean. So I'm always like, even I find one great hack is like, if you can actually have your chicken breast prepared. So usually on a Sunday, I'll actually cook it. So that way, if I need it, cool. If I don't, that's totally fine. But I will always make sure to use it up. And it's just a great source of protein. But yeah, like one of our favorite things to do is just have turkey burgers. It's something that when we were in Florida, we did it almost every night when we weren't going out, just because the macros are solid. It's exciting. It's just, it's filling. Like it's just such a great option. And I will usually rotate, like each week I'll probably do like one serving of fish, one serving of steak, just to kind of switch it up. Usually it is a little bit more fattier. So I will take that into consideration with my calories and my macros. And then last but not least, just rotating through a bunch of different veggies. Like there's so many amazing things you can toss on the barbecue. I'm definitely a barbecue guy and not much of a oven and cooker. I'm just way better on the barbecue and I enjoy it more. So usually I'll rotate between like corn, zucchini. I'll even sometimes do asparagus, green beans. But yeah, lots of fun different things. It's amazing because you can make a night of it. Hit your calories. Still eat super well. Tastes honestly very great in my opinion as well. Even sweet potatoes, another great source of carbs that I'll toss on there. But yeah, that's all I really got. And I got asked this question a few times, so I did want to address it today.
Yeah, nice simple question, because you can really barbecue anything you want. And one of the best things I'd recommend is taking the things you love and finding better alternatives for them. So if you're a big burger person, explore chicken or turkey. They're going to be way less calories, higher protein, very filling. You might say, absolutely not, I refuse, I want beef. And if you want beef, find maybe some really good lean grass-fed burgers, find ones that have less fillers and fats, and you can enjoy more of it, which is amazing. You're going to feel better because of it. You're going to be leaner, better cuts of beef. You can also make your own burgers. They can be incredibly fantastic, and playing around with it gives you some variety too, and getting sick of one thing. They're really healthy, simple meals. Baked potato is another amazing option. It's pretty low calorie. You can have a really delicious potato. It's usually where you go wrong is with all the additions of barbecuing. So I like to stay away from mayo. I like it. It's delicious. It's good. I know that might be hard for some people, but mustard and sriracha for me are like my favorites. I kind of like spicy, kind of that taste, I guess. I don't know how you describe the taste of mustard, but I like that side of things, and those are both zero calories, so it allows me to enjoy more of what I like. Another big tip I have is buying simple buns. So I actually buy white buns, but I buy smaller ones because I'm not getting these huge, insane patties. So you can get, most people buy these big buns, and I forget the name of them, but everyone gets them. They're like 300 and something calories, which is crazy. And you have like more bread than you have meat, and it's not very fun. But these simple ones I get are like 120 calories. And yes, they don't have a ton of fiber. Yes, they don't have a ton of grains, but 80-20 rule once again. And they're less calories net. So I can actually have more protein in that meal, have more vegetables. Usually I do a big side salad. And that's how I like to hack it, because I'll have two burgers, huge salad. Maybe I'll make like some sweet potato French fries or something like that. And it's a good way to kind of go around it and still have a lot of success. So those are my top tips there.
Yeah, there's honestly so many amazing things, even as Josh was speaking, like adding on a bunch of mixed veggies, to a tray. Like there's just so many great options. But I definitely think where a lot of people struggle is, like Josh said, all those extras and not really, I guess, paying attention to it. Because even when Josh had said like a great hack for like a burger, if you are going to get one, is having more protein than fat. Anytime I go to the grocery store, I'm looking and I see these burgers, I'm like, they're 45 grams of fat and 17 grams of protein. I may be exaggerating, but there's also a lot out there. You have two of those and it's like, holy. And a lot of people do struggle on their fitness journey because they don't really, I guess, look at it. That's why I love looking at labels. I love planning things out. I love knowing what's going on here. And it makes the shred so much easier. It makes the results come. Like you can still have these fun foods, even oil. You toss on so much oil to these things that you think are healthy. Boom, you've just hit a couple hundred calories extra and you're wondering why you're not seeing the results. So with that being said, we are looking once again, 3 motivated people who are looking to get some incredible results for summer, but also keep it past summer. It's not about just looking good for a certain amount of time. It's about keeping that, keeping up the habits. You know, we have all these amazing recipe guides, food suggestions, an eating out guide as well to help you make great suggestions on the go, a supplement blueprint, all these things included on top of the entire coaching process. Send us that message with the keyword summer special to our Instagram. You will not regret it. We have a money back guarantee. We will take care of you and do some incredible things. Send us that message and we got you. See you in the next episode.